Welcome to Hope for Healing. I am Kimberly, minister and teacher at God's Healing Power Radio Ministry. I am here to bring you hope from the Word of God every week. So, are you ready? All right, let's go. One of the things I hear all the time is that God puts sickness on us to teach us something. Well, if you believe this, then why are you praying for healing? Why are you taking medicine to get well? Are you learning what God wants you to learn by being miserable with a sickness and a disease? Well, the truth is, God does not put sickness on us. He doesn't have it in him. How many times did Jesus say to people when he ministered on this earth, "Be thou blessed with a disease"? No. Jesus was a healer. Jesus was the healer. Can we learn anything while we are sick? Sure. But mostly what we learn is how awful it feels to be wasting away from some virus or some disease. It is pure hell on earth to go through pain and suffering, and God does not want any of that for us. I've been through that, and I don't ever want to go back there again. So why did Jesus come? Well, the Word says that the Son of God was manifested so that he might destroy the works of the devil. Sickness and disease is under the umbrella of a fallen world with Satan as the God. Sometimes the sickness comes directly from Satan, and other times it can come because we're not doing our part in caring for our bodies, or it can come just because we live in a fallen world. There are all kinds of viruses and diseases out there floating around. One example of a disease that was directly related to the work of Satan is given in Luke 13:10. On a Sabbath, Jesus was teaching in one of the synagogues, and a woman was there who had been crippled by a spirit for 18 years. She was bent over and could not straighten up at all. When Jesus saw her, he called her forward and said to her, "Woman, you are set free from your infirmity." Then he put his hands on her, and immediately she straightened up and praised God. This woman was all bent over because of a demonic spirit, a spirit of infirmity. Well, we can open the door to demonic oppression like this. The Word says, "Do not give the devil a foothold." If we do, then we can open ourselves up to trouble. Visit us at godshealingpower.org, and you can download our audio called Knowing Your Enemy. Till next time.